I'd like to share with all of you a letter from President Obama in honor of this important week. I read you, the White House, Washington, April 6, 2010. I send warm wishes to all those observing Public Service Recognition Week 2010.
That is the message Martha Johnson, the General Services Administration's administrator, officially opened Public Service Recognition Week with.
Each day they provide essential services that protect us from harm, educate our families, and keep us healthy. Their dedication and expertise are vital to our nation, and my administration is committed to drawing the best and brightest to government service. Together, we will lay a foundation for future progress and build a better tomorrow for all Americans. As you mark this special occasion, I hope you take pride in your contributions and service to our nation, and I wish you all the best. Signed, Barack Obama.
The week-long event is a celebration and a reminder of the good and important work federal employees do every day. This year's event is much different than previous ones.
The difference is they're putting their time into it.
Max Steyer is the president of the Partnership for Public Service, one of the main co-sponsors of the event.
People agree that public service is important, but it gets pushed off the table. These folks were here. They were using their time. Director Barry, the administrator from GSA, Martha Johnson, they walked here with their employees. I think they're demonstrating their commitment by the most important factor possible is how they're spending their time.
If the president's goal is to make government cool again, the more than 100 civilian and military exhibitors were making their case for it.
We emphasize that cryptology plays a role in not only world history, but in the events that are occurring today and how important
Jennifer Wilcox
it is
works at the National Cryptological Museum run by the National Security Agency.
We have everything
Agency.
From the history. We have the World War II German Enigma machine, which is probably the most well-known cryptologic device, and it's an actual real working machine, so people are thrilled to see that. And then we talk about some of the messaging that we're doing today involving information assurance, as well as signals intelligence and the cyberspace threat.
Across the mall in another huge tent, NASA was promoting technology transfer.
One that comes to mind rather easily, tempered foam, memory foam, mattresses. People
Bo Schwerin is a senior
things,
writer for NASA Magazine
for the seat cushions in the space shuttle. Other ones that come to mind, one out of every three camera phones on the planet is derived from NASA technology invented in the 1990s at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
And just outside these tents is Mary Harris.
We constructed this truck, and this truck is going to travel nationwide. And what we've done is
she's the program coordinator for
food
safety education in the Food Safety Inspection Service at the Agriculture Department.
And also, we've incorporated the science behind food safety and included our USDA food safety education camp. And what we have inside is our different stations, and we teach the consumers how to wash their hands properly, how to keep their food separated to avoid contamination, and how to cook them properly using a food thermometer, and also how to chill their food properly. And we also have a microscope station and a petri pantry to teach how bacteria can grow fast.
Harris adds that USDA decided to introduce the truck at Public Service Recognition Week.
Public service means to me is, as a federal employee, that it's my duty wherever I work within the federal government to let people understand the importance of the federal government and what exactly we can do for them. And the food safety education campaign is just one of many programs that are very important for the consumers.
Harris's view is shared by many others.
Good government is a reflection of the people who make it that way.
Scott Gould is the Veterans Affairs Deputy Secretary.
The public's trust in them. They embrace the credo that ethical stewardship of the taxpayers' dollars and expectations is inviolable. They serve the public good. We also know that this privilege is for a limited time. We will all one day be, as they say in the Navy, relieved of the watch. And so we know that we must bring along the next generation of public servants who will take our place, to exhort and encourage, to develop and train, to coach and mentor, and to learn from them.
Public Service Recognition Week continues through the weekend on the National Mall. Friday is Students' Day. Saturday brings federal human resource managers to talk about jobs and government. And Sunday is Military Exhibition Day.
The National Mall at Public Service Recognition Week. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.